Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Dav Hei, Gittin 5a, pagination is 9. We're going to start from the top of the page, 4 lines down, and we are exploring 2 aspects of the law, Befanai Nechtav uVefanai Nechtam. That is, that when a husband wants to divorce his wife, he could send the get via a shliach, a messenger, and when that shliach arrives and administers the get to the woman, he has to say the words, Befanai Nechtav, it was written in front of me, uVefanai Nechtam, and it was signed in front of me. And that statement has to be made by the shliach, by the messenger. And the question is why. And after a bit of discussion, we establish that the purpose of this statement is kiyum shtaros, to validate the document. Because, according to Torah law, a document with signatures would be accepted. However, there is room for debate if the signatures would be questioned. And therefore, there's a concept that's required called kiyum shtaros, validating the signatures. We want to know that these signatures are indeed the signatures of known people. And 2 people have to come and say testimony that this is indeed the signature of the witness who is written here. The 2 questions that we're looking to explore are, number 1, when does this statement, Befanai Nechtav uVefanai Nechtam, have to be made? Can it be made before giving the get? Does it have to be given while giving the get? Can it be made after the get was already given? When does the statement, Befanai Nechtav uVefanai Nechtam, which will validate the signatures and therefore validate the get, when does that statement have to be made? And number 2, a second question, in front of how many people must this statement be made? In order to administer the get to the woman, we really only need 2 people present, Eide Mesira, witnesses that it was given over. But perhaps, maybe we need 3 people to be present, because kiyum shtaros, validating a document, is an act of Bezdin. And Bezdin always requires 3 people. So perhaps, for the Mesiras Haget, that involves Befanai Nechtav uVefanai Nechtam declaration, we should require 3 people be present. So let's begin as we explore proving the answers to these questions. 4 lines from the top, Kigon. The Gemara gives an example over here. Shenosno la kishuhu pikeach. The shaliach, the messenger, gave the get to the woman while he was still a healthy person. Velo hispik lomar befanai nechtav uVefanai Nechtam ad shenischaresh. And he didn't get a chance to recite the statement, it was written and signed in front of me, until he became ill. He's a deaf mute, and he can no longer make the statement. So we can explore what the rule is in that case. But what you see clearly from this case of the Gemara is that had he not gotten ill, he would still have been able to make the statement, Befanai Nechtav uVefanai Nechtam. clearly there is such a thing as making this statement after the get is given. It's only that in this case, he can't, because he's become ill. But had he not been ill, he would be able to make the statement even though the get was already given. Let's continue on Amud Beis. About midway on the page, the first words on the line are Bifnei Shnayim, and then we have a story. Duravin Barav Chista Aisi Gita Lekamei Derabbi Yochanan, a get was delivered to the city where Rabbi Yochanan presided. Va'omar le, and Rabbi Yochanan told him, Zil Havla Ba'ape Terei, give the get to the woman in front of two people. Ve'emolahu, and say to them, Befanai Nechtav Uvefanai Nechtam. It was written in front of me, and it was signed in front of me. And he's saying it in front of two people. Apparently, that's what's required, that it be said in front of two people. We drop down a few lines to about a third of the way up. The first word on the line is Vaha, and the Gemara explains why only two people are required. Because Kaimalan Bidrabanon, when you have a rabbinic issue, which validating of documents would be, the aid na'ase dayan. A witness can also serve as a judge. And therefore, what's actually happening over here is that the shliach is doubling over, he's carrying out two functions. One, he's delivering the get, and secondly, he's functioning on the bezdin, which is validating the signatures of the get. Elohacha b'hacha mifligi. But there's an interesting consideration that has to be taken into account. The Mar Savar, Kevon de Isha Kishera Lahavias Haget, a woman could theoretically be the messenger. Zimnin de Maisa Leitza, so you could have a case where a woman delivers the get. Vesamchi Allah, and you need to be aware that a woman doesn't count towards the Bezdin. A woman cannot be a witness and cannot be a judge. And therefore, in such a case, you would require three people besides the messenger. And therefore, there's an opinion that says that we should never include the messenger, lest we make a mistake and think that fundamentally you only have to deliver it in front of two, and that's not true. You have to deliver it in front of three, because you need to recite in front of them as a bezdin, befanei nechtav uvefanei nechtam, just that normally, typical case, the messenger is a man who's kosher to be on the bezdin, and he counts as the third judge. But if you would have a woman, she doesn't count as a judge, she could deliver the get, but she can't count as a judge, and you would need a full three people to be receiving that statement of Befanai Nechtav uVefanai Nechtam. V'idach, but the way we paskin, Isha Mida Yadi, people know that a woman can't serve on the Bezdin, V'lo Samchi Allah, and they will not rely on her, and therefore, if a man is bringing the get, we accept him on the panel of judges, as long as he's kosher to do so, he's not a relative, and we would only require two people besides him. But if it's a woman delivering the get, we would require three people to be present, witnessing and receiving this information that she states as a messenger, Befanei Nechtav uVefanei Nechtam. Interestingly, the Gemara continues with another scenario where they forgot to say b'fanei nechtav uv'fanei nechtam, and the rule is yachzor v'yitnenu lo b'fnei shenayim. He would have to take it back. The messenger would have to take the get back and would have to give it to her in front of two people, meaning this statement of b'fanei nechtav uv'fanei nechtam is an opportunity to be mekayim the shtar, but it expires. It only works while he's giving the document. Tosfos points out, it makes sense, and this is the way we paskin, that toch kidei dibur, within the amount of time it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, that immediate amount of time is still considered at the same time. The Beis Shmuel considers that possibly you could say it toch kidei dibur before giving the get as well. But if time elapsed, the Gemara is clear, you would have to take the get back and you would have to give it anew and this time recite properly b'fanei nechtav uv'fanei nechtam. So, the response to our two questions, number one, it is given in front of three people, but if the shliach qualifies as one of the three, we accept him as such. And number two, the statement b'fanei nechtav uv'fanei nechtam has to be stated at the time that the get is given, perhaps toch kidei dibur of that moment, but certainly if time elapsed, the Gemara is clear, he would have to take the get back and give it again properly with this statement. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.